Man, if there's a closed down road, I'm going to find it.
Well, happy morning to you, Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango Papa.
I guess it's good. Frustrated driving, that's all. Good morning, call us W8FU. Name is Sean.
Name's Patrick. Well, you could be like me, laid up for about a week off after you had surgery and not avoid traffic.
Yeah, that's one way to avoid it. It seems like, I take a different route in the work. So, you know what, I'm going to take 18, across. And, of course, first there's a wreck at closing it off at one street. Then I get to the next one, they've got the road closed, and I'm like, it never fails. I don't know, just stick to my normal route and put up with the slow spots in it. Anyhow, but if that's the worst that the day brings, then I'm doing good, right?
Yes, you're doing good, but do remember, Michigan has five seasons. Fall, winter, summer, spring, construction.
Yeah, I'm starting to think it's construction. But you know what? I do remember, and I quote, fix the damn roads. So I guess that's what we're doing.
Well, but the way they do it, I still is wait and see because it takes so long, and then they end up doing it through the wintertime, which is, I don't know how that's going to work.
Okay, just add to the grief. So, Patrick, where are you at? What are you running? Where are you at? Which repeater are you on? I'm in Sterling Heights right now on M59 heading east at the Van Dyke Freeway. If you're from this area, you know where that is.
I'm in Flint. I run in Hill, Jesu, with a magmount attached to a magnetic filing cabinet. And I've been a ham for about a year. I really don't talk much. Most of the time I just listen. So, yeah, I'm trying to study with my general while I'm laid up. So, but it's stuff I'm not used to. So it's kind of like sinking in, but then I forget going back and forth.
Yeah, a few of the guys were just studying. I think Wally, who's out here quite often this time of day, he just got his general. And then Donald just got his tech, so they might have some information regarding study guides or things like that. I've been an extra since 1989, so I do not know anything about the current test materials. I do volunteer examining, so I do a little bit, so I know a little bit about the procedure, but I do not know much about the, I would imagine it's similar, question pools and answers and stuff, but with the internet has exploded since I was a young man and got my license. I would imagine there's got to be a ton of really good training aids online.
I've been using Ham Study. And then ham prep, two different ones, but they don't follow the same format. And I actually went old school and got the actual book itself and reading it too, so I'm trying to do it three different ways.
AFA-DXS.
Speaking of Donald, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I used ham radio prep, and regardless of what these testers say, the test was word for word, answer for answer, identical. And when I went to take my test, I was kind of like discouraged, oh, you're going to fail because it's nothing like that. And when I opened up the book and looked at the first two, three questions, I just said, I got this, and I did. And kind of gave the guy a little smirk there when he went through my test, and I said, yeah, not so bad for a ham radio prep, eh? And walked out of there. So, but that's what I used was HRP, and I feel it's a well-worth program. I used it for 2 months. I did a month of the lessons and quizzes, and then I made it a whole month of practice exams. I took well over 100 practice exams. And just, like I said, it was, I can't wait to really start the general. I probably will after the Labor Day weekend.
Well, thank you. This is K8 Zetango Papa, Patrick and Flint. I have been using ham prep radio. That's what I'm currently using. I paid for it and got a discount. I got all three classes, plus the Biofang one. Don't know why I got that. But you have about, 25% through that. But my confusion is with single sideband and RIDI and all them other digital questions.
Well, Sean would know more about the digital stuff. I'm learning the digital stuff because I have a DMR network with Motorola, but I want to go DMR with ham. And those are things I got to learn about. But boy, I've been at this for a week and 2 days, and I'm still in the baby step phase. But like I said, HRP was the best out there for me. And I do have a study guide as well, but that's just my recommendation from personal experience. Sean?
Yeah, I've heard all those, you know, methods mentioned, but I have no direct experience with any of them, but I'm going to guess that most are, you know, well, I don't know what the actual training part is, but I would imagine that, you know, the test, you know, the practice exam is probably the best tool in the quiver, but you got to have a reference material to go back and, you know, kind of, you know, tell you what you're learning. You know, if you can, you know, figure out the things that you really know, you know, that you can commit to memory and then, you know, or learn, you know, then go back and just, you know, commit to memory the ones that stump you. But I don't know what they're asking about the different modes, sideband and CW and all that stuff. I don't know what they're asking, so I really can't offer any insight. You know, each one has a different bandwidth. I'm sure that's, you know, made perhaps one of the questions, and, but I don't really know what they're asking you on that. So, good luck. You know, just keep at it, and I'm sure you'll get it. Just a matter of putting in the time.
Well, thank you. I'm gonna put my nose to the grind wheel and see what happens. And with that, I'm at to say, I have other things to attend to at the moment, so I'm going to be monitoring, but not saying anything. I'm going to say 7-3. This is Kilo Echo 8, Zed Tango Papa, Patrick and Flint. Have a good morning, gentlemen.
See if I got it. All right, Patrick, take care, and we'll catch you again.
Donald. Yeah, Patrick, if you're already using HRP, you've got a pretty good idea of the format. Like Sean said, I just got my tech only. I'll probably get my general and stop there, but I'm kind of limited on funds and space to put antennas up and things, and don't really have an interest in talking all over the world on HF, but... Definitely. I'm glad I did this. It's opening up some doors rather quickly, and there's a ton of people that will come and help you as you advance through this. I've even asked a couple of guys to, like, hey, slow down. I haven't even had my license a week yet, and you already got me, you know, wanting to talk to the moon and back, so to speak. But, yeah, there's a lot of things I still got to learn, even though I do have some experience on the digital side. There's still a lot for me to learn. Sideband, I don't want to go back to the days of 10 meter and 11 centimeter. 10 and 11 meter, because I was one of those 11 meter pirates that was running that gap in 10 meter land. So, but it sounds like you got yourself going in the right direction. You two have a great day. Sean, have a great day at work. It's the start of a new week. I'm not going to mention four letters of the alphabet right now because that thing's exploding. Everybody have a good day. KF8BXS.
I can do with you, Mike.
What's up, Jay?
No, nothing much. I was just scanning the band. I couldn't sleep, so I decided to turn on the radio and see who was out there, possibly people going to work.
Yes, sir, on my way to work. Up here, M59, and I don't even know what the heck. Getting my Starbucks in about a couple, 3 minutes from work. Got Patrick just went into listening mode up in Flint. First time I'd ever talked to him. Newer ham, but not new, brand new. And then we got Donald. I don't know if you've ever spoke with Donald, but Donald's shiny new. Anyhow, Donald, go ahead and say hello to Jay. Jay's was an old regular, and then I didn't see him for a while.
Good morning, Jay. Name here is Donald, located in Madison Heights, right on the border of Oakland and Macomb County by about 200 feet. I'm on the Oakland County side. Call sign is KF8BXS. That's Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo X-Ray Sierra.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, hello and good morning to you. And that's just seemed like a very pretty new ham. I mean, call sign that is, because I remember it was the KV8s and we just went right through that those calls there. So congratulations on getting your ticket, and I'm sure you will probably enjoy the hobby, no doubt. Over to you, Sean. NAWC.
Yep. You know, it's funny because, man, there's a lot of guys coming in. So, sometimes you wonder if it's dying, the hobby is, but there's certainly a lot of guys coming in. I think the problem with ham radio J anymore is that there's just so much you can do that, you know, people, it's fragmented. Back when we first got into it, you know, there was, you'd be on the FM repeaters, or maybe Simplex, and then working HF and whatnot. And, now with all the digital modes and all the different stuff you can do, heck, you can wall yourself off in your own little FT8 land or something like that and never talk to a soul. So, I don't know. It's just the nature of the beast. So, there's so much we can do now. So the repeaters are very quiet. Anyhow, I'm turning on to North Rose here, and that is my final approach. I've got about a half mile to go, so we'll see if we can get one more in here when it comes back around. Donald, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Sean knows how much how old I am, and for like the last 50 years I procrastinated getting involved with ham. I'm a GMRS guy since 78, but I've worked in commercial radio through racing projects that I've been involved in, and other forms of radio in the 440, 490 range, and it was just meeting people like Sean, the late Professor Don, and others just pretty much convinced me to go out and get this, and I'm kind of kicking myself once I realized how easy it was for me to get my tech. I studied for 2 months and pretty much nailed it. But, yeah, and like Sean says, the way things are changing, I'm going to look at getting a general, but I doubt if I'll go beyond that because of limitations that I have on finances and space. over to you, sir.
Yeah, Roger, Donald. Yeah, well, hey, I stopped at General, but I don't know, maybe I might go to Extra, but, you know, well, I really, I mean, the bands I get on, I'm satisfied, really, but, you know, if I do go slow to get, to go for that Extra, it'd be just for, say I got an Extra, because I just about talk any way I want to now, just with the general there. I just can't, a certain portion of the band I can't talk because it's for Extra, so that's all right. But well, it's a lot of roles in this hobby, you know. It's not, you know, I was a CB or two, and I had a Glenn VFO hooked up to a 23-channel 1000B, Pace 1000B, which was, sideband and everything like that. But, I really got into ham accidentally. You know, I had an 8-band radio, and I turned that. I used to like to listen to the Police. But, you know, I had one of those kind of radios you dial up. And next thing you know, I dialed in some ham. I didn't know what it was, but I kept listening. So. But long story. I'm sorry. Sean, go ahead, because I don't want to. I know you're limited of time there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jay, I just pulled up in my parking spot here. But, it's Donald, our good friend Don, the late WAD, he's responsible for Donald getting in. It's unfortunate he couldn't see him make the cut, but he definitely was motivated by Don. Boy, Don was a real beacon for the ham radio dudes. On GMRS, he called a lot of people over. All right, I'm here, guys. You go ahead and carry on, and I'll be listening. But I gotta get inside. WAFU. Have an awesome day, Sean. We'll catch up with you later on today or throughout the week. And, Jay, you mentioned a Glenn VFO. When I heard that, I just, almost fell over in my chair. I still have my 23-channel base station unit. It was a Radio Shack, and it did have a Glenn VFO on it. And I just said, oh, my gosh. That brought back memories. And I actually still have it in a box in a storage unit. I also had a Glenn, or not a Glenn, what was it called? It was an aesthetic Silver Eagle D104 mic, and unfortunately that thing got tarnished somehow. I might have to buy a new one if I were to ever restore that equipment. But yeah, Glenn Manufacturing VFO, Bell Electronics in St. Clair Shores, Michigan is where I got mine.
Roger, if you're still in there, Sean, we'll say it's W3T, and we'll catch up with you later. Let's see if you reply there. Okay, I guess he's gone. Okay, well, I still have mine, believe it or not. I had mine in the basement for years, and I just cleaned out my basement. I found my radio, my Pace 1000B with the up and lower sideband, 23-channel with the Glenn VFO with a Silver Eagle on there as well. I don't even know if the thing had come on, because I haven't had that thing turn on in years.
Well, when I packed up my Silver Eagle, I packed it up, with tender loving care, and I went in about 8 years ago I unpacked it, and I saw that it had some tarnish on it. Well, not tarnish, actually, it rusted somehow. So, and I even put one of those little gel things that you're not supposed to eat in there. I did everything I could to protect it. But anyway, it's probably dry rotted out now, and I had the potentiometer on the bottom of it to adjust the volume. But my base station was a Radio Shack Realistic 23-channel. They're big, top-of-the-line Navajo TRC 23 or something like that it was, because they later made the 40 channel, and instead of buying another radio, I went the VFO thing. But that just, well, that brought back memories when you said that word, Glenn Manufacturing VFO. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of CBRs that during that time, you know, got those. I had a lot of friends that got them, but they sold theirs. They sold theirs because once they became ham operators or something like that, they just, you know, because I had some friends that became ham way before me, you know, because they, you know, they could, that Morse code, you know, it looked like it just came easy to them. But me, you know, I suppose I could have probably passed it, but I was too chicken to go down to the federal building to take the test, because I was, they would drill me, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. So then one day, we're down in Dayton, which is our big ham convention, and I want to say, hey, you don't need Morse code anymore. Just to get your tech book, the tech theory book, and study that, and you get your tech. So, yeah, well, that's what I did. And then my friends bugged me so much, they had bugged me because I waited so long to get my general. You know, see, I got my license back in 92, and I didn't get my general until 2014, but they kept bugging me. You know, all of them got license. Come on, Jay, get your license. And they said, don't you want to talk all over the world? Don't you want to do this? And I said, well, I can. He said, how? I said, echolink. Well, they didn't like that.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I think you and I have almost walked the same path there. But, I mean, you've had your tech and stuff longer than I've had mine. But the fact of the matter is I really don't have a need to talk all over the world. I do have a network radio that I can use to do that, you know, and I can also use my cell phone to do it with an app. And between those two, I have some friends in Australia that I talk to, and a couple of people over, probably about a half a dozen people over on the Europe side that I have with, again, my racing affiliations. And it just saves me using my cell phone to call overseas. But, yeah, so, anyways, I got to get going because I got a medical appointment at 9 o'clock. Pleasure talking to you. Pleasure meeting you. And thank you for welcoming me into the ham radio community. You have a great day.
All right, Don, before you go, are you talking about you have the Echolink app on your phone?
At the moment, I'm currently using Zello. I'm using it on my network radio and on my phone. So my radio talks to my phone talks to my radio, blah, 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 blah. And I can also talk around the world with that.
I know some people got Zello, but if you get that download, go to your Play Store and download Echolink, Zello, I heard anybody can use that, but in order to use Echolink, you got to be a ham operator. So, all right, well, I won't hold you up. Hopefully I'll catch you in there later on or something like that. So this is November 8th. We're just leaving.
One closing remark real quick. There are overseas Zello networks that will accept GMRS besides just amateur ham. And some of them I've already contacted and updated my information. But that's what got me interested in going that way. But like you say, there's Echolink and all these others that are out there. And that's the part I'm still learning about. I am on DMR already because I have a 30-year-plus association with Motorola, and they kind of gifted it to me when I bought my last set of Motorolas. All right, you have a great day. We'll be on here listening throughout the day, and, yeah, just picking up on whatever information and tidbits as I can, because like Sean said, I'm a shiny, almost new newbie of about 9 days now. So you take care. Pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, I would like to talk to you again then, Donald. I mean, there are some things that I could probably help you to that you might be interested in. Like I said, we do have a ham program, and, you know, and that's only ham can use on that. If you download EchoLink on your phone or in your computer, you could, I have used EchoLink when I was in the Philippines talking back here, but, you know, I had to wait till about 12 hours because they were 12 hours ahead of us, so I'd be way up in the night and talk to you guys during the day. But I won't bore you no more. Hey, I'll be around. Just give me a call. I'll usually be scanning the bands. So 73, this is at AWGL.
Yeah, Australia is like 15 hours ahead of us, so I know the feeling. And sometimes they accidentally call me in the middle of the night if they need something important. My cell phone rings. And I go, do you realize what time it is? And they go, oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry. But anyway, all right. Again, pleasure meeting you and talking to you. KF8BXS, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo X-ray Sierra. We're clear.
All right. 73.
NAWGL.
Who is just breaking in?
Sorry about that. I had too many radios going at the same time.
Yeah, what you call again?
November 8, Kilo Papa, Papa.
November 8, Kilo Papa, Papa. Okay. I don't think I ever heard of you before. What's the name? We didn't get none of that. Yeah, we can barely hear you.
Give me a second. How about if I use a real radio? NAKPP.
Oh, yeah, that's much better, much better.
I have more problems with these false darn notes than anything, so I just went in my base.
Roger on that. Roger.
Very good. I didn't get your call. I'm sorry.
Oh, mine is NAWGL.
Very good.
Nice to meet you, NAWGL. What's your handle?
My name is Jay. Yeah, Juliet Alvianki. November 8th, we just landed.
Now that's cool.
Okay, very good. All right, yeah, I'm playing around with Sean Zupeter here a little bit. I tried calling him on the hotline. He's busy. I knew that he was busy. I knew he had a busy morning, but I figured I'd give him a ring and see how things were going. So how goes the day for you?
Not too long waking up yet. Sean, he's been, I just talked to him about an hour ago. He's at work now. Caught him when he was closing up at his work QTH.
Yeah, I heard some people chatting on the radio, but the radio's in my office, and I was busy watching the news. So that was my exciting day. But other than that, I gotta go. I got somebody coming over to do something with my pickup truck. So I gotta go get that ready, and then I probably have to head towards the office. So, yeah, I was with, I had dinner with Sean Saturday night for a little bit, so I've been around. I got back into ham, oh, probably 6 months ago, and that's probably why you haven't heard my call.
Okay, 6 months ago, that's not long. Well, all right, there was one seller, there's a new ham, was on this repeater I was talking to. I guess he went into the doctor's office. I know he's a KFA something, and I was trying to catch up with him and see if I can get his, call his call sign there so I can log it in there, correct?
Yeah, that's John. KFA. BXF or something like that, BSX, something of that nature. Just call KF8 and ask for Don. They call him the Don. So, yeah, he just got his technician's license a week and a half or so ago, a week and a couple days ago. So he's been working on it for a while. So he's got a busy life, but he pulled her up, so good for him.
Yeah, I was talking to him, kind of. We was having a pretty good conversation there, and, you know, because he was a CDer, and he had almost identical equipment I had there. So, but you said his call sign is KF8. What?
Let me look and see if they posted it. Let me see if he's on a little club roster thingy. A second, I'll tell you in a minute. Somebody else is on. Anybody else on that knows Don Suffix?
The Donald happens to be here, and I think he happens to know his entire call sign. Would that help?
No, I just call you KF8 the Don.
All right, Wally, you ready?
Oh, hell, I won't remember it either. Yeah, Jay's on here, too. He was the one that was looking for you, M-A-W-J-L. He said you were talking with him earlier.
Well, it just so happens some of the medical team that's here at the senior center where I reside are running a little late, so I got a minute. It is K, as in Kilo, F as in Foxtrot, the number 8. B Bravo, X X-ray, S Sierra, KF8, BXS. Anything else I can do for you?
Look at that.
So that would be KF8,
BXS. KF8, Kingfish 8. B is in Bravo, X is in X-ray, S is in Sierra.
I got it, Jeff. Yeah, I was, see if I could catch you when you came out of the, come out of the doctor's office. Are you available now?
I can spare probably maybe 3 to 5 minutes. They're just, like I said, they arrive late and they're still setting up. And they haven't even, you know, I got myself signed in. It's just a matter of when they get ready. But I'm not first on the list, so we got a minute or two.
Hey, guys, I got to step out. I'll talk to you later. NATPP.
All right. NHWGL. What are you using to talk on now?
I am currently talking on a maximum 8-watt Wolfson KGUV9GX portable 70-centimeter, 2-meter HT with a Wolfson about a 8-inch, Nagoya 8-inch 701 UHF VHF antenna. Rubber duck.
Okay. So, what other repeaters you have programmed in that radio?
Well, just in the first weekend, I just threw in the closest 10 of the closest 70 centimeter and 10 of the closest 2 meter antennas or repeaters in my local area. Nothing is carved in stone or set in stone. It'll adjust as time goes on. But I just slapped 10 and 10 into each of them right now. And my other radios will reach out about 15 miles with just 4 to 5 watts in them. So I went like the same, but even though this radio will crank out 8.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Roger on that. Who in the world? Wait a minute. Now, hold on 1 second. I found it. Well, he called even early. But, yeah, okay. Yeah, I got some friends that's on that program you were talking about. What is that, Zello or something like that?
Zello, like Jello, Zello with a Z. And I've been on it for quite a few years. And there's a GMRS repeater in Troy, known as the Troy 575, that we have a cross-link to. And it's a separate standalone repeater from anything from the WHCMN network. It's totally separate and apart. But, it serves its purpose, and there's a few of us that use it to its fullest capacity, meaning talking, you know, cross-country, cross-state. A few people use it to talk overseas.
Is that one that Sean set up, that GRE repeater or whatever?
Nope. This is a separate standalone repeater that is overseen by the city of Troy. They are grandfathered in as a Class D license extension branch off of the GMRS band. Back when the fire departments were still running VHF and a little bit of UHF, they had some kind of Class D rider on it. And when the FCC alignment changes were made and the GMRS bands were formed, they were able to keep the grandfather stipulation on there that they could use it as an alternative emergency frequency band for the Troy Fire Department, long story short.
Okay. So you have to be licensed to use that repeater?
Just like any other GMRS 462 band radio user. But like I said, because of everybody going to 7, 8, and 900 megahertz, they've been able to maintain that stipulation. I think in the last 4 years that I've been on that particular frequency and repeater location, twice we've only had to stand down as GMRS users, because they had some citywide activity going on that was not going to interfere,
you know, they needed communications that wasn't going to directly interfere with the police and fire departments out there. But that's only twice in the last 4 years.
Yeah, Roger. Well, okay. Yeah, I just heard one of my old buddies on the Oak Park machine talking about we got to start using 900 or else. So I guess some kind of company or something wants part of it, just we're not using it. So, yeah, we gotta start using it, or else we'll lose it.
Yeah, there's shifts in those kind of things that are happening right now, but it is what it is, and I think there's going to be a lot of changes with the FCC coming up on some of these other frequencies, not so much amateur or ham. I have not heard any major changes. But for those of us, like I've been on GMRS, again, which is the 462 band, 462.55 through 725 for God knows how many years, since 78 I've been on it. And some changes are coming because of link systems and so on and so forth, but... and I don't want to alienate too many people on here as a newbie talking about GMRS, but in general, yeah, changes are coming.
Yeah, Roger, well, I didn't know too much about it there, with GRS. I do know there's a lot of hams that decided to get that particular license, too, I guess because for family to use. You know, everybody can talk under one license there, not like ham radio. Everybody's got an individual license there, so. Okay. Well, it is what it is there. You know, I had one of my friends, I tried to get him to become a ham operator, and he seemed like he couldn't pass that test. So I guess he picked the easy way out and got one of the GRE license as well. Yeah, so I'll be hearing them. My radio here that I'm on, I can go up there and listen up here on that particular band there, Roger.
Okay, there's one person ahead of me, so they're going to be calling me shortly, and they're up and in. Excuse me, so I got to go. But I look at it this way. It's kind of like 440, but like you say, it's for family use, all your family. Immediate family, like spouses and whatever, can use it, and you're all under one license, no limit of radios, and it's family-oriented, and it works, it serves its purpose, and I use it because I have my girlfriend and her parents around them, and we're up north, and we really don't have GMRS up there, but we can talk, at least we can talk Simplex up there, so, all right, I gotta go, they're gonna be calling me shortly. Again, pleasure talking to you, and Wally's listening somewhere in the background. Good morning to you, sir. Have a great day. KF8BXS, we are clear for now. Bye.
Right, have a good day, and we'll talk with you later. This is NHWJLC.
Yeah, sorry guys. I got a bunch of work calls tonight, so you all have a good day. I'll look at with you later. Jay, nice meeting you. We'll chat again. NHKTV.
Okay, you sound real low. Who was that?
And I have a problem with hotspots. Hotspots have a problem with me, so I'll chat with you later. NHKTV.
All right. Have a good one. NHW.
NHKTP. KE8VSI mobile.
W8FU.
KF8BXS, good afternoon. How's your Monday going? Is the office and everything still standing?
Yeah, just a bunch of grumpy people is all Mondays. Oh.
Have to put up with the Indian Revolt every Monday.
Well, I was kind of rabble-rousing this morning myself, and I said something or whatever, because I didn't have coffee in me all morning. But, I'm just now, I had a cup of coffee for when I had lunch, but, no, it's all good here. It's a beautiful, windy day. I'm waiting to start sneezing up a storm. Got the windows open to air the place out. And, you know, freeze is nice. Some of those little pollen things get through. I figure pretty soon I'll start sneezing. I can feel my eyes starting to itch, and I really can't itch them because of the implants. So, yeah, that's how it's going here.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky with regards to the allergies in recent years. My son was cutting the grass for me because that's what the biggest thing, I'm allergic to cut grass. But he's not doing it anymore, so if I got a tractor and if I'm quick, I can get through it. And if I don't wait till it's really, really, really dry, and like I did it Sunday when the grass was, I wouldn't say it was wet, but it was still not really dried out, and it didn't kick up nearly as much of the, you know, crap. And that one really gets me in like May, June. That's really when the pollinating grass gets going. It's not so bad this time of year, but I've been noticing a little discomfort, but quite manageable.
I've had allergies since I was 12, and my parents' house used to be on a corner lot, and got out of a lot of grass cutting as a kid, and, you know, they say you'll grow out of allergies, and I have yet to grow out of them, so, but, I went outside a little bit on my balcony, cleaned off the tabletop and stuff, and what little rain we had here. We didn't really get that much rain here. I don't know about over on your side of town, a whole mile away, but, it was just crazy, but, I figured, yeah. Anyhow, I take it you're out to lunch.
Mondays I have a virtual meeting that's pretty significant. It starts at 3, and it usually runs at least till 4 or 5, you know, which is past my quitting time. So what I do is I take a late lunch, which is what I'm doing right now, and I go home, and then I get set up and get prepped and everything like that, and I do the meeting from home. And then that way, if the damn meeting runs till 5, I don't care. I just sit there, because I'm at home already. I don't have to drive home. So that's my Mondays, pretty typical, if I go in at all. If I got a lot of work to do that I can do from home, I could, although I haven't done it in quite some time, I could do the whole day from home. But I usually do the afternoon meeting from home, and that's what I'm doing now. So I just left, probably stop and grab some vittles along the way, and then when I get home, I'll have enough time to get set up and go.
That's kind of something I never realized. You know, late meetings like this, especially on a Monday of all days,
But the good thing, like you say, though, is you get to get out of the office building early and come home and do it, and then after that just, you know, chill for the rest of the day and not have to deal with what went on in the meeting while trying to drive home. So that's a good thing there. I never realized that it was like that. Learn something new every day. But definitely, that's the best way to do it for sure. You got your day well planned. Yeah, I keep saying I should work a couple of days from home. You know, I could work pretty much any schedule I want. And, you know, and I don't. But I get a lot of time off at my stage of the game. So I was just calculating it out now. I've got about, how many days was it? I think it was 29. I've got like 29 days that I have to burn up between now and the end of the year. So that's pretty much, is that more than a day a week I got to burn up? So unless I have a vacation plan for, you know, where I take a week, I got to start getting on it. Well, I'll pay for gas, and I'll pay for the free hot dogs or food they have at IKEA. We'll do that IKEA road trip. Whether you need a shade for a window or not. You know, honestly, I've been thinking about running there. I haven't been there in so long, and I'd like to check it out. So I'll let you know if I get a hankering to do that. Just very well may, you don't have to pay for anything, but go along for, check it out. But, yeah, I got to get, I bought the one shade. I got it from Menards, and it's perfect. You know, I wanted room darkening is the big thing. It does a really good job. So now I got to get one more for the other window and then two more for the other bedroom. And that'll pretty much, so I looked around on Amazon and I don't know, I bought two from Amazon and I got these cheesy little things. Their version of a roll-up window meant you rolled it up by hand and used the potato chip bag clip to hold it in place. I'm like, get out of here. Took that back 30 seconds after I opened the bag. That's kind of false advertising. Roller shade. What brand of potato chip bag you roll it up into? That's just too funny. But, yeah. Anyway, I will let you get home and relax and get prepared and, you know, finish up your day. Me, I'm just going to play couch potato and, you know, that's about it. The other side, or my old side, has been very quiet today. Not much activity on that side of the world, so I guess everybody's in a panic over this FCC ruling that might come down and drop the hammer, and it's like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And it's like, I made one comment on Discord about it, and that was about it. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, have a great afternoon. KFA-PXS, I'm getting used to it. It's clear.
That was a big topic over the weekend, and there's been some significant changes because of it. So I'll fill you in person or on the phone or something. Anywho, yep, I think they've clarified the rules perfectly, and I don't believe there's any ambiguity about the their intent anymore.
I missed that part, Sean. What did they do? They basically said no more?
In my interpretation of their writings, you know, the problem is that they have to codify it into the rules. You know, they can't just say, because there's nothing that's actionable at that point. But they've made it quite clear that that's their position, and it's official, you know. Ixnay on the inklay.
Well, okay. Yeah, I was wondering what strikes it all up, because on the internet there's a whole bunch of discussions about it all of a sudden, kind of hot and wild, and I thought to myself, huh, so maybe they clarified it. Well, it sounds like they clarified it, and I don't know how they make it on paper, but I imagine our government, they probably could do it overnight if they wanted to, so I guess it is what it is.
Yep, and that falls under the category, one of the things I just don't prefer to talk about on the air, on either service. If you go on a telegram, I spell out what happened in my position pretty clearly.
No, I was just more worried about the general part of it, you know, like, did they stand up and say, no more? That's all I was really worried about. The rest of it, I'm not too worried about.
Right. Well, my interpretation of their recent, actions are just that. They said no more, and that led to all the other stuff that took place after that on Sunday.
Okay. We shall talk on the telephone Sunday soon. So we had a busy day today. So, because tonight is golf week. It'll be a nice night to golf.
Yeah, I think it might. Clouds, but doesn't look like it's threatening to rain or anything, so nice 75 degrees. You ought to be in really good shape. Okie doke. I'll fill you in next time we talk. W8FU.
N8KBB.
KF8BXS.
So, Don, did you put the little space shuttle channel in your HD? I actually heard him talking today.
I'm sorry, did somebody call back to me? I was away from the radio there for a split second.
Yeah, Wally here. Just wondered if you put the space shuttle channel in the your handy talkie and listen to those guys yet.
I have. It's in here, but I haven't had a chance to really play with it yet. I'm just, just getting my week started, and I was busy with medical tests all morning, but medical related stuff, and I haven't really looked at it. I mean, I know I'm going to let Captain Don help me with that when I get around to talking to him a little bit further. I'm in no hurry to do anything. It's like, I got to get on the space shuttle today. I got to get a node tomorrow or something. I'm just, like I said, one day at a time.
No, this is no hurry. I'm not talking to him. I just put the simplex frequency in the downlink. I was kind of surprised about 15, 20 minutes ago. I actually heard him talking on it. So it was kind of cool. So no Yagi, no nothing. Just, regular simplex frequency, because they go up on VHF, down on UHF. I just punched in the UHF just to listen, just to see if I could pick it up. One of the guys said the other night, you don't need that stuff to listen. And they were right. You just did it just to listen.
Oh, I know I can listen. I mean, this radio has a lot of pre-programmed stuff in it to do that with, and there's even stuff with the Russian Mir side of it as well. I'd have to, get the book known as Russian Language for Dummies, to understand if I happen to hear them, but so anyway, all right, well, I will let you go. I'm getting some stuff done here and doing some internet work and some racing-related stuff and all kinds of things are going on here. So you have a good afternoon, and we'll catch up with you later. KF8BXS, we're clear.
Thank you.
K8RUH.
Well, I got a couple of minutes. What, how'd it go? Everything go okay today?
Yeah, you know, to be expected. There's good days and bad days.
Yeah, I mean, when I say go well, I realize that, you know, it can only go so well. But good. It wasn't a bad day.
No. Actually not. No, actually, at home at the moment, sitting on the back patio, enjoying a little light. Supposed to be a real nice week.
Well, there you go. Sounds like a winner. I had a 3 o'clock meeting, and I cleared my slate and got all ready for it, and then they canceled it, so. But that's good because I've got a couple of things on my plate I got to get knocked out. All right, anyhow, I just wanted to check in, say hi, see how things went today, and then I'll be back in here a little later after Woik.
You're good. Yeah, I have a feeling I'll be doing some work this afternoon, this evening, but probably not too involved. All right, catch you later. KBB.
You work Saturday and Sunday. Don't you get one day off at least? All right. W8FU.
There was no way we could explain our actions without being ashamed. It was kind of expected to not remove account of specifically 90. Well, it's not a thing, and it's certainly not a thing in Brazil. Remember, militias, even if it's digital militias, that's off. And he also temporarily banned Telegram in 2022 over a pro-Bolsonaro account. Think about this. A politician, a Supreme Court judge, had a private application banned because someone was pro one candidate.
Yes.
And he's being impeached with... whatever the heck they want to call it here in Brazil. It's just one person going, I don't like you. You're gone.
It's more of, it's less I don't like you, it's more of you're threatening my power.
Yeah. By the way, oh, I forgot to say again, John.
K8RUH Mobile.
KF8BXS, WAEAP.
KEATFM.
Hey, there is life. There's life on the ham radio. What's up, man?
Not much. Just having a hockey with Davian. We'll be there till like 10 o'clock. I was going to bring my box phone and stop on the way back, and as soon as I heard your call, I was like, oh, crap, I forgot to bring it with me. So I got to have the phone with me. Probably have to do it tomorrow.
Well, it doesn't matter to me if you want to pick up your phone. The other guy hasn't even submitted for his extension number, so it may be days, weeks, months before he does that. So, yeah, if you want to stop by and grab the phone, I don't care. And then give me the other phone whenever. That'll work.
Yeah, I'll send you a message once I get out of there, because if you're up till like, see, I'll be home probably like 10. I could always go to the house and get it and come back. It's not a big deal. So I'll see if you're able to stay up, then I'll run home first and grab it.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely be up. It's no problemo there. Yep. So, how's the hockey going?
Basically just started this week, so. Right? Is this the second one, D? Yeah, okay, it's like the fourth practice. So yeah, basically just started. So we'll see how it goes once they start playing some games.
The one up there at 24 in DeClender, right? Where the Colmortzer Trail crosses over DeClender, like 24?
No, we used to play out of that one. Now he plays out of Troy over at 16 and John R.
Yeah, I don't know anything about a rink over 16 and John R. Or 15 and DeQuander. John R. was the roller skating rink. I don't know if that place is still there or not.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, the ice rink is Little Caesars. Buffalo Wild Wing Arena. So right behind the Buffalo Wild Wings there is the complex. They got, I think, four rinks? Yeah, they got four rinks in there. It's pretty big.
Yeah, I sent you an email with all the information about that. And if you ever get another phone, you can have up to 10 phones with that same number. You just put in your extension number and that password and that server. Which is weird, though. On that particular phone, you don't put the port number on the end of the address, the proxy server address. It drove me nuts, and it's like, oh, yeah, you got to take the port number off. But on any other phone, you leave the port number on. So it's all, like I said, it's all set up, ready to go. But if you get another phone, you know, if you really decide you want to get a better phone with more lines, which I doubt, you know, we'll see. Probably won't use it that much. But it's cool to have.
Now the phone's all, it's still half duplex, right? Or is it full duplex?
Oh, it's full duplex. So if me and you were talking on Dave's hub and someone else is talking, we could just key up and talk amongst ourselves, you know. But if you're on the radio, you're keyed up, you're locked, you can't hear. But on those, yeah, you could be talking to me on the hub, let's say, and I could just, you know, start talking too. And you don't have to, if you're talking to someone else on a phone, you don't have to unkey. You don't have to hit the pound key to unkey if you don't want to. I mean, kind of rude. You lock up the channel, but...
Yeah, we'll see. See if I use it or not. At least I finally got it done. It was pretty easy. I thought it was going to be a pain in the butt to get all the stuff I needed. But, yeah, it worked out real good.
Yeah, you know, 18 to 20 minutes was the fastest I've seen with you, and then the longest I've seen was like 2 hours. So the guy's pretty good. He says he's one of the guys. He's not one of the guys. I've never seen, of all the help tickets, he's always the one on it. I've never seen anybody else, so I don't know. I think he's the main guy.
So are you going to be heading up north Labor Day?
Yeah, I take that first week of September off pretty much every year as my birthday is like, my birthday is the few days before Labor Day. So I get my birthday off, then I get Labor Day off, and then I can just take 4 days off, and I can get 10 days, use four vacation days and get 10. You know, I get my birthday, Labor Day, and both weekends, so that's like 10 days.
Ah, cool. Yeah, we'll be coming up. I don't know when, but it's basically the last weekend, so I'll be up there. Probably, leave Thursday night, stay till Sunday night or Monday morning.
I'm not sure I'll be up there the whole 10 days. I'll probably be up there 5 days. I'm not sure which five, though. I may not go up until, you know, Labor Day. And then go up there for 4 days, 5 days, and then come back. But, depends on the weather, too. It's supposed to be pretty nice, like low 70s and like 50 at night. And by the way, if you ever wanted to rent another one of those, I'll tell you about it in person. Here's my friend Mark, Gary's brother. He rented he basically rented the same one you did.
Yeah, that one was fun. That was definitely was a cool machine. I mean, I was kind of shocked at how fast it was. I was surprised how well the active suspension worked on the whoopties there along the road where the cemetery is. I mean, it was definitely a cool machine.
And also, too, if I log in, I think if I log in somewhere, like, all those radios are linked together. Like, we could see each other on the map, and there's, like, a communicator built in. And I think it goes between that and the slingshot, too. I think the slingshot has the same radio. So, theoretically, I could see where you're at. You could see where I'm at. If I run into that slingshot again, we can, like, talk to each other. It's kind of like a Zello network type deal. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know if she showed it to you.
Nah, she didn't show me any of that stuff, just how the maps and that worked. But there was no easy way to get from St. Helen, like, over to my cabin or anything like that, so I didn't really venture off that far.
Yeah, maybe I might be able to figure out something, maybe. But, anywho, I could probably show you some really good trails. I showed Mark some really cool trails that were not a lot of traffic on them and really cool stuff on them. A lot of good hill climbs. I mean, like, straight up.
What, the hills, like, on the way to M18?
No, these are down... Well, it's Trail 69. I get on Trail 69 just past the second, you know, what I mean by the second railroad crossing is a trail. that leads to Trail 9. And that goes all the way down almost to West Branch. It goes down to the old ski lodge. If you get down by the ski lodge, there's an area where they got these wicked hill climbs. I mean, they're pretty good. And not a lot of people go there. But anywho, I'm at home. I got to help Sue unload all the groceries. So, talk to you in a little bit. Give me a page later. WADAP.
All right, sounds good. KEATFM. Whiskey, Delta Mule, and Kilo Radio Test.
KE8DFM W8EAP.
KE8DFM.
KE8DFM W8EAP. Talking on the phone thing now.
Yeah, sorry, I got back so late. I got the request to drive one of the kids home to their house, so it messed things up a little bit.
No problem. Tonight's behind two. But, cool. It's really cooled off out there, huh? September weather already. Late August, early September. Well, it is late August. Huh. Well, late September weather, at least.
Hey, I'm going to try getting out fishing Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. And I'm going to have to wear a coat, at least a sweater.
Well, we might have one of those really warm Septembers we had 20 years ago. It was like 95 degrees second week in September. A couple times like that. It's actually warmer in northern Michigan was warmer than Florida, 2002, second week of September. I remember being on Indian River boating with Mark, like 96 degrees out. Nobody out there. Everybody was back to school. Everyone's vacation time was up. That was pretty nice.
And I remember there was one year I was hunting up in the UP, November like 17th, and I was hunting in a t-shirt, and it was hot. Because I got a deer that year, and dragging it out, I was just sweating like crazy. I was hunting in a t-shirt. It was crazy warm.
Yeah, this the weekend before the weekend. 4th of July is in the middle of the week. It was the weekend before or after the 4th. It was like 60 degrees up north. It was a high. And I was up at Traverse City watching the Blue Angels. There's people swimming in the water for a long time. I guess the water probably was still pretty decently warm up there.
Yeah, when I was out this weekend, the water was definitely still pretty warm. We get a solid week of low temps, it should start dropping a little bit.
good four-wheeling weather, side-by-side weather, motorcycle weather. Wear a jacket, light jacket and a helmet. It's beautiful. 70 is nice. But, yeah, it was last year when I went up to Traverse City on the bikes. It was like 98 degrees. They were sweating. It was miserable. Even with the wind, it's just like hot air blowing on you. Furnace, it was nasty.
All right, well, I'm going to bounce and get up early and drive across town tomorrow, so I'll talk to you later. KE8-TFM.
Roger D. Talk to you later, W8EAP.